From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Quick word on the dairy. I like the dairy. It's a bit flat overall, but we saw some good numbers in there, haven't we? Skim milk looks good to me.
Yeah. So I think we're still basking in that cracker of an auction result from the 20th of August, aren't we? 5.5% leap in the price index back then. So a bit more normality overnight. 0.4% fall in the price index. I'll call that unchanged. Mm. Yeah, you're right. Some quite wide variations. Buttermilk powder up 8.5%. Lactose down almost 9%. And mozzarella up 7%. But the key commodities, again, bit of variation. Skim milk powder up 4.5%. Whole milk powder down 2.5%. Look, I don't think, I mean, Fonterra recently lifted the midpoint in that forecast farm gate milk price by 50 cents. I don't think this outcome will affect that. So, look, as steady as she goes auction.
Good stuff. And then we come to the terms of trade Q2. So, retrospective, what do we see?
So it is a bit retrospective, a bit dated for the second quarter. I mean, we're now rapidly approaching the end of the third quarter, but it's important nonetheless. Terms of trade might refers to the ratio between the prices of a country's exports and prices of its imports. So we're looking at the relative value of exports to imports. And there's a short-term story here and there's sort of a more of a long-term trend. Now, I'm focusing on the merchandise trade index, which is goods, not services. June quarter merchandise terms of trade rose 2% when compared to the March quarter. So that's good. When your terms of trade are improving, it means your prices of your exports are increasing faster than the prices of imports. So your purchasing power is going up, and potentially that can translate into a tailwind of growth. But when we look at the data, when I compare a quarter this year versus a quarter last year, the merchandise trade index terms of trade has fallen for 9 consecutive quarters. So that's not a great trend, but the quarterly trend is improving. So let's focus on that, shall we? Looking within the data, dairy prices rose 8% in the second quarter, but volumes fell 10%. So you got those two factors to consider, price and volume. Meat, though, Mike, is a better story. Prices rose 7.3% and volumes rose 4.1%. So better on both measures. And I think we've talked about the fact that we're doing well with meat sales into North America. So look, lots of data there, Mike. Short-term trend starting to look a little bit better. Long-term trend still a bit weak. A lot of data there. Probably need a bit more time to sort of sift through the rest of that data.
Okay, the manufacturing numbers that came out stateside, they're packing a big sad. Is there a panic on over those or not?
Look, I don't necessarily think, the US market's under quite a bit of pressure now that we've got to sort of focus on the fact here that September historically is not a great month for US equities, and it's certainly starting in that tone. I mean, the NASDAQ, as I'm looking at now, is down 3%, so that is a horrible start to month. ISM was a little bit weaker, but I think what's putting the market under pressure is this NVIDIA price. NVIDIA absolutely tanking share price. Last time I checked, just before I came on air, it was down almost 8%. And that is dragging the tech sector down. Look, there's still these recession concerns, Mike. And so anytime you get like that manufacturing number, which sort of leans into the recession argument as opposed to the non-recession and soft landing, the market seem to get a little bit worried. But yeah, I think it's more NVIDIA overnight.
Hard to believe they overhyped NVIDIA, isn't it? But there you go.
Can you believe that? Yeah, happy NVIDIA earnings day, Mike.
Yeah. Back to the reality of property. We're seeing a little bit of life here, I think, aren't we, in the New Zealand property market?
Well, these are Barfoot and Thompson numbers, so apologies to all of you out there outside of Auckland. Yeah, look, they sold 889 residential properties in August, slightly down on July, very similar to August last year. Prices aren't really moving that much. I mean, look, all eyes are on this sector at the moment because you've got hopes pinned on a more favourable interest rate outlook, sort of fanning the flames of optimism amongst those ardent property investors. Look, Mike, I think what you're seeing here is you've still got some headwinds in terms of, there's quite a lot of listings. You've still got the potentially weaker labour market. But I think you can probably call that we might have seen the low in asset prices, but the upswing isn't going to be that steep.
Good stuff. Numbers, please.
So, as I look at it, the Dow Jones is 40,987. It's down 576 points, 1.4%. The S&P 500, 5534, it's down 1.8%. But the poor old NASDAQ's been smashed overnight, 17,164. It's down almost 550 points, and that is an over 3% fall on the session. Not great. The FTSE 100 overnight down about 0.75%, 829. The Nikkei down 15, 38686. Shanghai Composite was down 8.2802. The Aussies yesterday down 7 points, 8.103, and we were down 21 points. The NZX 50 yesterday, 12,534. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker against the US, 0.6184, 0.9211 against the Aussie, 0.5605 euro, 0.4722 against the pound, 90.17 Japanese yen. Gold just dipped under 2,500, 2,491. Hey, but Brent crude, there's been a big shift here, Mike, $73.64. And if you convert that into New Zealand dollars, we're sort of sitting at the lower levels exactly. that we've seen over the past year.
Good stuff, mate. Go well. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.